This week, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced a workforce reduction at Wheeling Hospital due to declining revenues related to the pandemic and a pending settlement. Wheeling Hospital CEO Douglas Harrison says he hopes to cut 75 jobs through voluntary retirement. Healthcare cuts are a trend throughout the Mountain State. By July 30th, three West Virginia hospitals will close this year. Deborah Jenkins is the executive director for the West Virginia Rural Health Association. She says cutting healthcare in West Virginia will impact residents, who make up the third oldest population in the country, a vulnerable age group for COVID-19.
I think it's red line dangerous. Like I said, I think there will be a huge increase in death.
Jenkins says an aging population of both patients and healthcare providers, along with a lack of private insurance, are adding pressure to rural hospitals. Wheeling Hospital officials say layoffs could happen if not enough employees voluntarily accept the severance package. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Sean McAllister.